This call is being recorded.
That is your mission. There are many who will have various different missions. Those that we speak here now in this group, those who are listening on the phone, and all of those that would be resonating to these words. You are all going to be a part of this great mission. You all have your individual missions to accomplish. And these will be, you will be guided to these as you are needed, as they are needed, to have you to move into these various roles that you have come here to do. And you are coming to be a part of that mission, and it is unfolding or will begin to unfold more and more and more for you as you move along in the vibrations here. But more and more, find yourself in the higher vibrations. Do all that you can to be in those higher vibrations. Whatever it is, whatever it takes to do this, be in the higher vibrations and remain there longer and longer. See the beauty in everything that comes in front of you. Instead of the ugliness, instead of the negativity, see the roses. Smell the roses. Smell the coffee, as you have a saying goes. You see? All of this is important. All of this is the new language that you will be using. And we are going to be sharing that more next week in your call with the Hollow Earth about the importance of language and what is needed here. So be ready, people. Everything is about to shift. It is shifting now. You are hearing this and hearing this and hearing this, and one of these days, one of these mornings, you are going to awaken in the morning, seemingly have it be the same old, another day, and you will find that changes will be miraculous around you in that day. This is our message here as one who serves. Do you have questions here for us?
This is Natalie. I have a question. We talked today, and I wondered in terms of the synchronicity going and perhaps shifting when I started seeing 10-10, 11-11, or 3-33. Now it seems to be that the numbers are following each other, 12-34. 2:34 in the afternoon. Do you have an explanation for this?
Yes, as we gave here earlier to James, and he was able to share somewhat some of this, it is that you are moving up in vibration. And as you move up in vibration in higher frequencies, and therefore higher dimensions, you are going to experience more and more of these types of synchronicities. Not only synchronicities in numbers, but also in your daily activities, in different types of expressions that will come along. And you will become aware of these synchronicities because you are becoming aware, because you are awakened. And the more awakened one becomes, the more they are aware of the synchronicities in their life and how they fit together, how they move within their very being. And this is why this is happening and will continue to happen, not only for you, but for many across the planet are beginning to notice this. There are those that are having this happen and they see it and they think there is nothing to it. And when someone points it out to them, they say, what? There is nothing there. It is just a number. And to them, it is just a number. You see, for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, this is what it's about. You are awakening. You are in the awakening process. You are becoming more aware. And as you become more aware, the synchronicities will appear to you more and more. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions here?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
My name is Linda. I'm from New Mexico.
Yes, welcome.
Thank you. I'm very welcome here. I feel that. My husband is hesitant about entering in, and I've been nudging him along for 27 years. What's the next nudge I can give him to help him open up for the spiritual acceptance?
We have to chuckle here at this because we have been doing exactly the same thing, nudging these people along here and there, and sometimes they go along and sometimes they hold back. So it is very similar, you see. It's the same thing that you are having with your husband. But we would say to you, just as we are doing here, whenever we have the opportunity, we nudge a little bit more. We push a little bit more. Sometimes we push hard, but it depends on what is needed at the time. You see, one will either listen to the whispers or they will hear the shouts, you see. So if you are continuing to whisper, then that is good. Whisper in his ear, give him a little nudge here and there, and let the course take as it will. You see, this is the go with the flow here.
Okay.
You see?
Yes, I thank you.
There is nothing more that you can do. You certainly cannot take a sledgehammer and hit him over the head.
No.
It is not time for that. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Other questions here? Do not have our comrade here, Shira. So we're on our own here this time.
Hi, yes. It's Allison. One who serves. Thank you again for coming. And I followed up on Shira's information on why I've been seeing infinity, and I came across something a little bit surprising. The synchronicity was so strong was that the symbol is associated with spider grandmother and weaver energy, and I have had a strong affinity for a Chinese mythological being named Ji Wang Mu, who is also a cosmic weaver. And I understand that Athena, also, who I have a strong association with, and now I'm starting to wonder if I should reconsider the identification I have with her as a strong sort of, I thought, benevolent archetype. But I understand through one story that she actually either brought on the demise of a mortal weaver named Arachne and or killed her. So I'm just wondering, I know it's a kind of a strange question, but Athena has been prominent as sort of like the doer part of my personality, and I associate that with her. And I'm just wondering, is that a positive thing, or, you know, this association or identity with Athena?
What we can tell you is the idea of Athena as an archetype, as a deeper understanding here, is important in the sense that it comes down, passed down in stories from one to another, from one generation to another. And it began in what you would consider the Greek times, the Athena of the Greek gods and all of this. And this is something that has carried down, but it is something that comes from a deeper understanding and why it was brought into the mythology of the Greek time as it was. And for your connection here to understand why you're having this is you do have a deep level connection to this particular, not so much the being Athena, but what she represents, you see. And you are having this remembrance, you might say, of this connection with her or what she represents. We would not say that you are not Athena, or you are the twin soul of Athena or anything of this nature. We would not give that, even if it were so. But just know that you do have a connection and you are bringing up a remembrance here of this. And this is why it is coming back to you. But do not let someone else that is somewhat in body at this time, do not allow them to share with you if there is a connection deeper than this, because then you must use your discerning qualities on that. Do you understand what we are given here? We are trying not to give too much information here without...
I was worried about the energy of Athena being kind of spiteful, and I don't want that energy. So I thank you. That clarifies this considerably. Thank you very much.
Very good. Very good. It is not a negative energy as you are understanding it.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Are there further questions here?
Yes, this is Linda from New Mexico again.
Yes.
When I came here today, I was explaining to a couple other ladies an experience, a dream experience I had had, where I was at this house, and a man said to me, anyone who comes by way of Precipice Pass deserves a tour. And I got a tour of this small home, and there was a banquet, and there were many people that came. And one of the people that came, a woman, said to me, he loved you, you know. And I said, how can he love me? He's just met me. And then I turned, and he approached me, and we hugged, and our bodies became one, all light and sparkly, like the Star Trek symbolization, if you can see that. And then as we let go of the embrace, we became ourselves again. And I believe that's my twin flame.
We would say to you that your idea of the precipice here, the precipice path, that is ascension. That is the idea of stepping off of the precipice out into the unknown to either fall or soar, you see, but taking the leap of faith as one steps off of the precipice. That is number one. Then the second part of this, you're the one who appeared to you there, that of course is your higher God self. And the connection, you're becoming one with your higher God self. And as you become one with your higher God self, you are able to step off the precipice and therefore ascend.
Oh, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yes. A wonderful dream.
Yeah, it was.
But you are all going to come to understand in the times ahead that your dreams are much more than you have been programmed to believe that they are. Some are even beginning now to find that they are a continuation of their life course, that they are moving into alternate realities, parallel realities in some case, and continuing to live their life, their journey, in their dream state. That is all we can share on this at this time. Other questions here?
Yes, hi, my name is Sarah. I have a question. I have a dream.
Sounds like Martin
Can
Luther.
I share it? Can I share it?
I have a dream. Yes.
My dream is I was inside house near to my family. I was in fire, and my family and everybody and I know they were watching me. I am inside the fire, but I'm not hurt. I was just screaming in the house in a fire, and everybody around me look at me. Would that help me? Would that mean?
Was that you? Is this what you asked?
Yes, I was inside the home, and the home is in fire, totally in fire.
Yes.
And everybody and outside look at me, would that help me?
Yes. You see, when you look at your dream symbolism, your dreams represent those things that are happening in your life at this time. And those ones that appear to you in your dreams are different aspects of yourself. And wherever there is a house, or a high-rise building, or whatever it might be, this is your house of consciousness. And your house of consciousness was on fire. It was burning. But it was not burning with the idea of fire as you know it, to destroy, but it was burning with the violet flame to renew, to burn away the old, and to raise anew. And if you were to continue within that dream and remember more, the house became a new house after, but this part you do not remember in your dream. See?
Yes.
It was you, yes, as a representative of you, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Are there further questions here?
Namaste, Juan Josef. Another dream question. It was awkward for me because I was at work and in what seemed to be a hangar, and in the process of running away from my boss, I ended up in the first floor where my colleagues were not very happy that I was running away from work, and they proceeded to either detain me, and I was not happy about that, and I began to murder almost over 15 different colleagues, and very viciously, you know, but I was not having any feelings of compassion. I was just taking them out. I woke up very confused. I was wondering if you could shine some light on this. Thank you.
Yes, certainly. Again, your hangar, as you say, was this a plane hangar?
No, it was more like a big warehouse.
Yes.
Type of hangar, like where.
And this was symbolic of your house of consciousness at that moment. And all of these people that were there, those of you, your colleagues, as you have said, were portions of yourself that were trying to hold you back from something. They were trying to hold you back from moving on in your ascension process. And this was not indicative directly in your dream, but it was symbolic in this way. And you systematically, one by one, killed them all off, as you have said. And this is symbolic of your taking those portions of yourself out that are holding you back, those attachments that are holding you. And your higher God self directed this dream to show you that you can eliminate those portions of yourself that are holding you back so that you can begin to move freely through the warehouse. You were on the first floor, as you say, or a lower floor, and there were other floors. And if you would continue on in this dream, you would have moved up those floors. You see?
I am grateful. Thank you.
Yes. Normally a Shira that does these dream interpretations, but we will somewhat out of practice, but we tend to jump right back in. Other questions here? Then
will we have a chance to actually meet you and others who are with you in person at some point?
Oh my goodness! You have heard many times there are celebrations being planned. We are laying the tables. We are creating the buffet. All of these things are ready, literally ready on the ships. In the inner earth, all of this is being prepared and readied for the great celebration that is at hand. And yes, certainly, when the time is right, or when the frequencies are right, rather, we will be there with you, touching you, grasping your hands, hugging, all of this. All of this is coming, yes, and we are so looking forward to it. Thank you for asking about this.
I am looking forward to. Thank you.
Yes. It will be a celebration like none you have ever even begun to imagine.
Well, I'm looking forward to it greatly.
Yes. Other questions here before we release channel? And we release channel now. Allow yourselves, as we have said, to continue to move through this process. Allow yourself to move along with the flow. Don't move along with the flow, though, and just let yourself go and do nothing in the moment. Be in the moment. Do whatever you need to do in the moment to continue to create your life ahead of you. For remember that every thought, every feeling that you have create your life ahead. So create whatever it is you want. Believe it and you will see it. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Shanti, thank you.